The Viney am Kerfad Cheru does a Clare show. Shachle, I'm Fiona McArdle.
And I'm Bob Carswell. She Robert a Carslack Mish.
She Fiona McArdle Mish. In this edition of Shachle, on Shachle and Cute Show, Beneg as Folk Leorek. Rapunzel, the young woman who had amazingly long hair. Beneg as Serene Leorek, the Sleeping Beauty, the young woman who had an amazingly long sleep. Yes, we are back in Pantoland. As I under Sophia Morrison, an award which celebrates Sophia Morrison, who was such an important figure in the island's cultural life. On Shachle and Kirt Jerry, Vashenjichen Shachadas Farel Tagolfon enem Pantomime. Tan enem heen, Chit Vosh Foglin on Skregish, Trude Lagen, as Tad Goyles Jach Panto, Tashendach Re Ulu. As mimos, tashendach re, rinker. As ezhen, and rinker, jinu dach pert, na ulu and skeel. So chan greg de rau, van rinker, jichen de sly, na vademenig, na vranchlei. Na jay, reer onchunta, van pantomime, fist de sly, son snyayen erotach, sa skeel. As van rinker, van ekirten, de bachtel den desach. Gedere dunye van rinker son shigaris. Unsa chan rau van pantomime de cliachdach sayet shan skeel va de maier enya de sly. As nyes cliaet lurish undunye na lomakan. Of a foglin unsa ren. De bunadach goit lurish an rinker ehin. Ach na sanma lurish arenader na cor. Gawet hojach der acht elenach. Elie ons gleeschacht na lauen, ne was sly gre de rau mer chenge I hin. Ne jij, mer de rau show en rau, va perche pantomime goils jach atis garu na kirtan. Pantomime has developed from its origins of being a dumb show, based on dance and gesture, everything portrayed in mime, as its name means, to being based on a humorous and witty script, but nevertheless often includes puns, and very corny, bad puns at that. Although panto season is very often associated with Christmas, with peel pantaloons usually leading the way in early December and a seasonal presentation at the Gaiety Theatre, other groups gear up to present a panto at the school's half-term in the early part of the year. We were hearing about Maroun Youth and Community Group's pantomime Rapunzel at Maroun School. Last evening, Wednesday the 20th of February, was their first night, and they'll be presenting their pantomime at 7:30 this evening, Thursday the 21st, and at the same time tomorrow the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd.
You may remember when I was talking to Alison Lodge, the producer of Maroun Youth and Community Players Pantomime, and cast members Andrew Willoughby and Jill Bowers, that I asked about the dame. That's a fine old tradition of the pantomime, the dame being played by a man. With a week still to go at that time before their first performance, Jill Bowers didn't want to give too much away.
We've got a fantastic dame this year, but I won't give any more details about that because that's yet to be revealed.
Well, I can now reveal that the pantomime dame in Maroun this year is Dave Butler. As Alison Lodge said to me, Dave Butler, better known in the footy and pub community than for treading the boards. But Dave Butler it is, and as Jill Bowers said.
We've got a fantastic dame this year.
And the first night for Dave Butler as the dame and for all the rest of the cast was yesterday evening. And the second performance will be taking place in Maroun School this evening, Thursday the 21st of February at 7:30. Here are Alison Lodge, Andrew Willoughby and Jill Bowers again to remind us about this year's Maroun Youth and Community Players Pantomime.
We've been going for about 25 years in Maroun. It started off in the Methodist Hall, I think, in Crosby, yeah. And then progressed to Maroun School when the new school opened. And since then, we've installed lighting, curtains and sound system, and we put on our show there every half term, February. This year, we are performing Rapunzel. The script is actually from NODA, so it's a professional script, But obviously with Maroun and with any panto really, there is a twist and it's not as it seems.
It's always a Maroun thing. We always put a slight twist and give it a Maroun twist on the normal pantomime. So Rapunzel, it's the usual story of the girl being locked in the tower and being kept by her wicked grandmother and getting rescued by a prince. So it's a traditional tale which everyone will recognise. It's a good story and a good script as well. I'm a fairy godfather this year, which is a slight twist on the normal thing. So me and my and Alison's husband Andrew are reforming our double act, and we're both godfathers, and we look after the magic the magic involved in all the panto. So yeah.
Quite often in pantomimes, of course, we have a lot of cross dressing.
Well, there's a fair bit of cross dressing, but we've got a fantastic dame this year.
It's very much a community effort and a family effort.
Yeah, lots of families in it, yes. I mean, Alison's boys and husband, her husband's still in it. Alice, both her boys were in it. Andrew's
all
children
my family are in it.
All in it, yeah. In one way or another. My sons have all been in it in various forms over the years. It's really lovely to see the families coming through, actually. Quite there's a lot of Maroun families represented in it. So, and it's really very much a community event.
At the moment, we have about 12 children that are involved, that are school age. So they start in year five and then go on. But they carry on. So from year five, when they get into sixth form college, they still carry on with us. And then they go off to university and they come back during the holidays to have parts and help backstage. And then we've even got some that are actually working and they still come back to help or to be involved. This year, we have been very lucky that a young lady called Ellie Quayle has composed and written a song for us. It's amazing, yeah. Absolutely amazing. Very talented lady, very talented. We've been supported this year by the Arts Council, which has taken a lot of pressure off us. Every year we try and obviously better what we do, and with them on board, it's been the pressure's been off us to raise finance and, you know, struggle on, but no, it's good this year. It's quite nice.
We have the assistance of a great many sponsors as well, local organisations and groups sponsor, because it costs a lot of money to put on a panto. We have to rent the facilities that we use for rehearsal and for the performance, and lots of costumes are involved and all the props, ancillary stuff. So we like to then use the money that we make on the panto to put it back into the facilities at Maroun School where we perform.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's a 7:30 show.
Where will people be able to get tickets for this year's pantomime?
You can either get them from maroundplayers.im online, or you can get them from me on 470366.
Alison Lodge, Andrew Willoughby and Jill Bowers, telling us about Rapunzel. Rapunzel herself is being played by Andrew Willoughby's daughter Alice. And Rapunzel continues in Maroun School this very evening, Thursday the 21st of February at 7:30, and at the same time tomorrow evening, Friday the 22nd, and Saturday evening the 23rd.
So that's the pantomime in Maroun. There's also another pantomime taking to the stage in Port St Mary, presented by the Port St Mary Cabaret Party.
So I took myself off again to Pantoland, and this time I found it in Port St Mary Town Hall, where members of the Port St Mary Cabaret Party were just getting ready for their dress rehearsal. Well, as you can imagine, there were people busy all over the hall. They were checking their lines, sorting out the makeup, preparing costumes and getting dressed up. There were people up ladders on the stage putting in finishing touches, and there were others making sure that all the props were ready. All the jobs that go into staging a pantomime. Because it's not just the cast on stage, but all the many people who lend technical support backstage as well. Although, as we'll hear, some of those who fulfil particular roles off stage also take some of the roles on stage too. But there, amidst it all, was Joyce Crook, and she'd been delegated the task of telling me all about it. Joyce Crook, you're a stalwart of the Port St Mary Cabaret Party.
Joyce will be able to do it, they say. She's kick out of it. But it's not easy, is it, when you're on the spot?
No. So the Port St Mary cabaret party. What's the background to that now and the panto that you're putting on?
Well, we call ourselves the cabaret family. We're always there for each other and we really are good friends and like each other. We've been going for, this is our 20th pantomime. We do a lot of summer shows, which are mostly singing and that, but this is the pantos and we've done 20 of them. This year we're doing Sleeping Beauty. We've got a cast of 26 and they range from 15 to 70s.
Who's written the words for it? Who's written the script for it?
Well, myself and my sister and a couple of others, I've got to admit. But I don't like admitting it. I don't want to take the blame or the credit, whatever it's going to be for it.
But you must. It takes quite a lot of work to put it together. When do you have to start on that?
Well, we started in September.
With a cast of 26, you've got a lot of people to...
A lot of people.
What about the music for it?
Well, it's mostly backing music, which Sarah's got together. Actually, that is our forte, the cabaret party, is the singing and the costumes. I think we're good at the singing. Mm. Not me personally. I'm hopeless. This year we've got some of the shoddy waddy.
No.
So we're really made up about that as well. So they're nice singers.
And are the songs that you've got for it, you'll have written special words for it as well?
We have in sort of quite a few of the songs, we've changed words. And some of them have been plucked out of John Inman and the two Ronnies and, you know, some of those characters. This year we've got a couple of our special friends not with us, Paul Costainer and Gerard Landles. Just going to be a one-off because we're not letting them get away with it too often. But Gerard's become a dad, you know. But he's also broken his arm, so he couldn't do it anyway.
Where have you recruited people from then for it?
We've been lucky to get some new members, which have been proved to be very good addition to our team.
Who's taking the leading roles in it?
The leading roles, Nikki Kane is Sleeping Beauty. And Mel Reed is the Prince. Lennis is the Deadly Nightshade. The King is Lawrence Vaughan Williams. And Lulu is the Queen. And there's a wizard in it, and that's Lawrence Watterson.
Is there a dame in the pantomime then?
Yes, and that is Terry out of Shoddy Waddy.
And the other thing, of course, that makes a pantomime, as you mentioned, the costumes, which are always very good, but also the scenery as well.
Yeah, the scenery, yes, we've had, I've got to say, the costumes this year, we've got to, Pauline and Cynthia have done all the costumes this year, and they are amazing, because we've been really quite short on them, and they're amazing. So they'd be really proud of themselves when they see us all up there on the stage. The staging, Glenys has been very instrumental in sorting the stage out. So, with help from others, everybody's had a help, but she's been the one that's been sorting the stages. And we've had Lulu Gillows, she's been our director this year and done an amazing job. She's really made us toe the line, which is what we definitely need because we're so disruptive. Anyway, this year, on Sunday, we're absolutely made up with ourselves. We got through it twice, through the whole thing twice on Sunday.
All right. And you've got your dress rehearsal here tonight. Now, when will people be able to come and actually see it, and where?
It's Friday night, and it's here in the Town Hall. And isn't it amazing, the new town repainted? Honestly, they should just to come and see this Town Hall, how beautiful it looks. So it's on Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. All are here in the Town Hall. Adults is £8 and the children are £4. The last show we did, we raised some money for cancer research and we've still got that to give yet. We haven't made our minds up this time what this is going to, but it will be to charities.
Joyce Crook. And we found what we hoped was a quiet nook to have a chat, but needless to say, I've had to cut out the bits where people came in looking for costumes and props. And quite right too, I was only there in the way, so I was very grateful to Joyce Crook for taking the time to talk to me on what was the very busy evening of their dress and technical rehearsal.
The Sleeping Beauty is being staged by the Port St Mary Cabaret Party in Port St Mary Town Hall at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, Friday the 22nd. And at 7 o'clock Saturday the 23rd. Then there's a performance at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon the 24th. Ons clowen mach jeinach jay shach le, tajne ve clashen recordison vagint en rai Lord Edison, haya kionacha liorish Sophia Morrison, mer scrudair en Cheshire Gilgach, ons marnt nike jeg as queg. Tretas an díchan ar túrastal an dé an acht va olsan an an tseisach genu ima dén a chrai lort, va cius jo cur a rash da valia e, cur genu recortasan ons na nerd hín. Ons naiki jag a sé, ve ar a tui vúr, fó curum John Nelson. Sean cur a ega, híl sin, tre ve goil a rén, eich an dés hín, jen him sanky.
Hymn 348, sanky, the new name.
Tashin of a geist jachnis, Rish Corre and Hid Scruder, Jen Cheshire Hilgach, Ilium Quail. Ve a Lord Fogland Jane Aren, a Quailtach. As Jane Fannacht Kilgach. Va Ilium Quail and Scruder, Vosh Marnt, Hawkey Jeg, Nai Jeg as Care Feed, Trevan Cheshach Curricher Bun, Dere Naiki Jeg as Nain. Van Fursoon Henk de Vey and Na Scruder, Ervena Holta Jane Ving, Vosh Tajat the Cheshach, as Vish Sophia Morrison. By the time that the Manx Language Society was founded in March of 1899, Sophia Morrison had already set up Manx classes in Peel. She was a founder member of the society and a member of the large committee which was set up to promote the fledgling society in different areas of the island, and she went on to become the society's second secretary. However, the Manx language was just one aspect of the cultural life of the island she was interested and involved in. Sophia Morrison was also interested in pan-Celtic matters, which crystallised in 1917 in the establishment of the Celtic Congress, and the Manx branch has this year arranged to celebrate her life and work with Aonder Sophia Morrison, the Sophia Morrison Award. Bob is currently the secretary of the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress, and Sandra Cayley is a member of the committee.
It's perhaps ironic, or in fact more appropriate to say tragic, that despite Sophia Morrison's active involvement in the pan-Celtic movement, she didn't live to see the establishment of the Celtic Congress itself. Sophia Morrison died unexpectedly in January of 1917, and the Celtic Congress was established when delegates later met up at the Eisteddfod in September of that year. There's an international Celtic Congress held each year, arranged by each of the branches in turn. This year, that'll be in late April in Newquay, when the Cornish branch hosts that event. There are 6 branches in all, which make up the Celtic Congress's constituent parts. They're here in Manin, in Alba, which is Scotland, Breys, which is Brittany, Cymru, Wales, Eire, Ireland, and Curnow, Cornwall. Sophia Morrison had been an enthusiastic pan-Celticist, taking part in inter-Celtic meetings in Dublin and Carnarvon, and maintaining correspondence with many leading figures that she'd met, including academics, to whom she gave information which they were able to use in learned publications. She collected, and went on to publish, a book of Manx fairy tales. That was first published in 1911, but it's probably better known today in the edition published by her sister Louisa in 1925, with illustrations by Archibald Knox. And Louisa also included some extra stories which she'd found among her late sister's papers. Lesser known was the book The Fairy Faith in Celtic Countries, also first published in 1911, and this was the PhD thesis of an American scholar at Jesus College, Oxford, between 1907 and 1909, and his name was Walter Yealing Evans Vence. For this, The Fairy Faith in Celtic Countries, Evans Vence got first-hand accounts of folklore collected in each of the Celtic countries. In the case of here in the island, the evidence was supplied by Sophia Morrison as Honorary Secretary of the Manx Language Society, and she also contributed a short scene-setting forward for the section Taking of Evidence in Man, as well as the material she collected. And interestingly, it's connected by a brief narrative of how she met up with the storytellers themselves. In that book, Evans Vence acknowledges his debt to Professor John Rees, the first professor of Celtic at Oxford, and no stranger to the island himself, and it was probably him who put Evans Vence in touch with Sophia Morrison. So Sophia Morrison was a pan-Celticist, but of course her great love was for the culture of the island in all its forms, folklore, songs, tunes, sayings, Manx dialect, poetry and plays, and particularly the Manx language. And she brought all her interests together when she was secretary of the Manx Language Society in editing a periodical for the society, and that was called Manin. And this was a periodical which she often also published at her own expense. This year it'll be 160 years since Sophia Morrison was born in Peel on the 24th of May 1859. And so the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress wanted to celebrate that, as committee member Sandra Cayley explains.
We're having a short story competition because Sophia Morrison was known for collecting folklore and fairy tales, and we were wondering how to celebrate her anniversary, so it seemed appropriate.
And it's a short story, particularly in the Manx language.
The Celtic Congress, one of the aims is for the Congress to support Celtic languages, so that was the idea of it. She was, of course, a great supporter of the language. She supported the learning of Manx in schools. She was involved in the Peel language classes. She was always corresponding with various people about the language. And yes, definitely had to be in Gilg. To be between 600 and 1,000 words on any subject. There is an entry form on the Celtic Congress site, so Celtic Congress Manin website. So there's an entry form there, so you don't attach your name to the story. Your name will be on the entry form, so it can be judged anonymously. They've got to be in by the 1st of May, and then they'll be judged. And hopefully the winner will be announced at the concert at the Centenary Centre on the 24th of May.
Sandra Cayley, a committee member of the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress, and whose idea it was to celebrate Sophia Morrison by encouraging people to write a short story in the Manx language, that Sophia Morrison did so much to support and promote through the Manx Language Society and through the Pan-Celtic movement.
And I'm the current secretary of the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress. 2 years ago, there was a Manx concert organised by the secretary at the time, the late and much missed Roy Kenyich, and there was a raffle. The proceeds of that were to go towards something for schools in commemoration of Sophia Morrison. She'd done something very similar in designing a calendar to send into schools in celebration of T.E. Brown, with quotations from his work attached to each day. She also later sent a copy of his collected poems round to all the schools, and lobbied, albeit unsuccessfully in the end, for T.E. Brown's birthday, the 5th of May, to be celebrated as T.E. Brown Day. Culture Vanin intend to publish a biography of Sophia Morrison at some future date, so the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress will be liaising with Culture Vanin to arrange for copies of that to go into the island schools. Roshton kion the chor er a chlaisho, for the minstum a kion tachet fast a beg na verach, a shoch a chontrish shezach Victorianach Elliot Vanin. As in Danek the Choda, as the Cumulsus Over, for Jinsen A. Shen. The Isle of Man Victorian Society has monthly meetings over the autumn and winter period. This month's meeting of the Isle of Man Victorian Society will be held in the Barbara Cotchier Lecture Theatre in the St. Ninian's High School building on Bray Hill at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, Friday, the 22nd of February, when the presentation will be by John Kelly, and he'll be talking about Manx sailing ships. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, Friday the 22nd of February.
Shenevo Shachle and Kiet Show. We come to the end of this edition of Shachle. So from me, Fiona McArdle, Vom, Fiona McArdle.
And from me, Bob Carswell, Vompine, Robert de Karslach.
Slemu.